bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Bit of sport, Pete?
I think it's time. Macca, we have not spoken sport on this bloody station for, or on this program, I should say, for some weeks. We're so busy with the election, which in itself was a bit of sport.
It was a bit of sport. Bit of a blood sport.
Yes, so I'm very keen to be talking to one of our regular correspondents for sport. We're only about, I think, six rounds left, six home and away rounds in the footy. The ladder is clearly decided. It's just the positions on the ladder now. A very interesting game on Thursday night between Hawthorn and Sydney. Let's ask Darren Boyd about it. Boydie, how are you?
I'm well, Pete. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good to talk to you.
And I'm here too, Boydie. Mac is here. I'm here.
Tass has given up the ghost. Go and make a cup of tea. Doesn't do the sport.
Tass loves the sport. I don't know. He was ready to go the day that I came in there and chatted to you guys. It was a different man.
Yes. Yeah. We'll explain that on another day. Hey, no surprises last night at the Cattery.
No, sorry.
Well, not over the Cattery. Sorry, in the West.
It was over in Perth. Yes.
Ugly game of football.
Yeah, Fremantle defeated by the Cats. I must admit, Pete, I didn't catch too much of it. I saw a bit of the start, didn't miss anything, mate. This is boring. This is genuinely boring. And I think the team that we all expected to win did win.
Yeah, but not by much. You would think they should. 3-0-16 on the ladder. You should go out there and beat them by. This is a game of percentages now between now and the end of the home and away season. They should have gone out there and won that by 18 goals.
I think that's a bit strong. I don't think Fremantle are as bad as their ladder position indicates. They've been brutalised with injury, and I think that Ross Lyon, still his defensive style, is always going to restrict a lot of teams. So the Cats have been a bit hot and cold.
Haven't they? Beaten by Carlton a few weeks ago.
Poor Loves, they're just playing too rough, aren't they?
There's valuable insight from Cats there. That's fantastic.
It is deep insight.
Now, by the way, when you're coming back into the studio, we were talking about this earlier on.
Oh, whenever I'm invited, mate, whenever I'm invited.
Look, you can come here any time you want.
Just make sure you call Tass first, that he's got to be here. I like to call Fremantle the Essendon of the West, which I think is an appropriate description. Let's move to games that are yet to be decided, because there's a few of them. Richmond and Essendon today.
Essendon.
Well, there's nothing that can be achieved by those teams outside of the eight playing one another.
I think their drugs are worn off, actually. I don't think they'll be doing too well.
Boydie, I reckon Richmond's got this in the bag.
Pete, just to pick up on your comment, there's nothing to be achieved by the sides outside the eight. I'd say there's a lot to be achieved, because they could engineer this superbly so that Richmond could finish ninth again. And I think that's
an achievement.
I think that is what every real football fan should be hoping that we see over the next 6 to 7 weeks.
The very good treasurer of this very organisation is a Tigers fan, and he'll be lamenting that comment.
And he's just walked into the studio, so we better be nice. Macca, you're saying Essendon, Tass? Yeah.
Richmond or Essendon?
I think Richmond.
Yeah, I think the Tigers will win it and rather easily. Another interesting game this afternoon right here in Melbourne at Docklands Stadium.
Yes, well, it certainly is. Are you going, Pete, to North Melbourne, Port Adelaide?
Mate, we need the win is the very short answer to that question. We need the win, and we've got a couple of games over the next few weeks. And if we win this one, we can jump into fourth spot if we win it by a reasonable enough amount. So we can knock the Doggies out of fourth. Another win next week in what should be a relatively easy game. We're on the bottom. We're sitting at eighth, but there's really only one game in it from us being third or fourth. So I think we'll win this, and I think we'll win this convincingly.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think that North hasn't been anywhere near as bad over the last month as perhaps what you'd expect, perhaps what you'd think if you'd just been reading the paper. I feel like this will be a good comeback game for them. A couple of key players back for North Melbourne. They should win.
And we should be rested enough to make a bit of damage. Western Bulldogs and the Gold Coast. Now, this is being played at Kazali's Stadium. Where is Kazali's Stadium?
It's in Cairns.
Oh.
Right, up there, Kazali, in, up there in Cairns. Hey, Western Bulldogs and Gold Coast, the Bulldogs are a little injury-ravaged as we head into this last part of the season. Tom Boyd's back. The team have decided that he should come back after his recent transgressions after perhaps one too many frothies. It should be an easy win for the Doggies.
Yeah, I'd say so. You talk about injury ravage. There's a bloke named Ablett who is out for the Gold Coast Suns. So,
well, they're
I
gone.
Think that probably hurts them more than anybody out of the dog side.
Indeed. Adelaide and Collingwood playing tonight in Adelaide. You would find it very difficult for Collingwood to win in Adelaide against an Adelaide that seems to be on fire.
Yeah, agree with that. The Pies are back. They're playing a lot better. That's clear.
Well, a good win last week.
Yeah, absolutely. They've won three in a row. But
a bit of confidence,
do you think? A little bit, but the Crows are super. Like, for me, the Crows are probably the... Well, no, perhaps the Crows, to me, are probably the second-best side in at the moment behind the Hawks.
Really?
Oh, no, yeah. I'd put Essendon in... I'd put Sydney in there first.
Yeah, I've been saying Sydney all year, but, you know, I just think in terms of their pure brilliance, the Crows are excellent. But, you know, I still think anyone can win it. Anyone in the top eight can actually win it apart from the Eagles.
Except North Melbourne.
Sorry.
Carlton and West Coast, speaking of the Eagles, play tomorrow at the G. The Eagles don't travel well. Carlton have had a little bit of an up-and-down season, but of late have shown a bit of improvement, beating Geelong a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to go on a limb and I'm going to take Carlton over the West Coast.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I don't trust the Eagles at all, anywhere other than at home. So I was going to
be very vulgar then, but I shouldn't.
Yeah, so perhaps it's a good idea. I'm with you. Why not? Let's go to Blues.
Let's go to Blues. It's St Kilda in Melbourne now. Anybody in my household will be... Yeah, it's a Melbourne win. And Melbourne, I think, have shown themselves to be a team that will certainly challenge the eight next year.
Yeah, possibly. They're improved, but they did lose to St Kilda at this stadium about 8 weeks ago. The Saints, talk about up and down, the Saints have been ridiculous this year.
They
beat Geelong and then they get pumped. They almost lose to Essendon and, you know, they are all over the map. The D's will win. It will be their first win at Etihad Stadium in the last 14 attempts, which is a horrible record.
Yes, it is. It is. But I'm hoping, you know, what's the expression about happy life? Brisbane and the GWS, I don't know why Brisbane just don't take the rest of the season off and send their under-16s, because I think GWS are going to belt them at the Gabba tomorrow.
Was that Macca saying who cares about the game?
Yeah, pretty much.
I thought Macca, you'd say that about almost every game.
You will notice my picks are pretty right, though.
Yeah, we haven't been keeping a tab, I think we'll give him a bit of credence for that. So that's the footy out of the way. A couple of other little sporting events taking place over the next little while. Olympics start in Rio in a couple of weeks. Are you going?
No, I'm not. I'm going to be covering the Paralympic Games for Channel 7, but not the Olympic Games. So I'm looking forward to the Paralympics, and in particular, Channel 4, who was the host broadcaster in London for the UK audience, they did this sensational advertisement 4 years ago, and they've done it again. I've actually shared it on my Facebook page, but other than that, if you Google Channel 4 Paralympic Superheroes, you will see just an absolutely sensational 2.5-minute advertisement for the Paralympic Games, and I encourage anyone to watch it. It's pretty inspiring.
We'll put you on notice for a bit of a discussion about the Olympics in the next couple of weeks. The UK have got two trans athletes who are competing, or most likely going to compete. We're going to have a bit of a talk in the next little while about athletes, the likes of Carsten Semenya, and the ability for them to compete or not. What's going to be, in your opinion, and it's getting your crystal balls out, what's going to be the big surprise of the Olympics for us, for the Australian team?
The Australian men's basketball team winning a medal.
Excellent. Gold or silver?
Silver. I think I'll win. I am all in. I am all in with this Australian Boomers team. I genuinely think they can't beat the Americans.
I was going to say, we're playing China or the US in the for the gold.
No, the US will not be beaten. But I genuinely think our men can win a silver medal.
We've got some very fine players. Hey, Boyd, it's always good to talk to you. We'll catch up with you before you head off to the Paralympics and have a bit of a preview of that. I think our Paralympic swimming team is one of the strongest we've ever sent. So we've got a great haul of medals coming as well. Thanks for your time this morning,
buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks, guys.
Pleasure.
Great to chat.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.